This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com and be sure to use discount code 17NERDSDIS. That's 17NERDSDIS to save 10%. TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 175 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the show. This week we've got a special surprise in that we've got Jimmy and Lisa and our friends Rod Wheaton and his son Jacob from the Messenger Podcast all together at the Magic Kingdom just last week. There's some great background noises and some great conversation you're going to hear. So without further ado, gentlemen and lady, here we go. Take it away.
Well, you can tell from the sounds we're already having a fun time. But again, this is something we wanted to do for a long time. Real excited to be here. We're off of Main Street in the Magic Kingdom, right on Center Street, past the Pandora store, at a private little table. As crazy as the Magic Kingdom can be, this is one quiet spot that you can find to kind of come and hang out. But for some time, we've talked about doing a mashup podcast with our friends over the Disney Nerd Podcast. And now we finally got to do it. So, Jimmy Horn, thanks. I'm so glad you made this happen.
I'm glad to be here. We were happy. It's been almost 2 years since, well, it'll be 2 years in October since we first talked about doing this. And we've had you on our show. We did the preview to the Food and Wine Festival before the meet. So, that was a lot of fun. So, this is going to be really great. It's going to be something that I think fans of your show and ours will both appreciate.
Absolutely. And you brought along some more people from your show?
Yeah, we have Lisa with us, who's the newest addition to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Charlotte was also supposed to be here, but got a little time conflict, and she's not here for very long. She's just here for the weekend. So that stuff happens. You're on vacation, too. So.
And we need to give her a shout-out because she did some running here with the Princess Weekend.
She did the
5K on Friday morning. She did the 5K on Friday morning with me. I was out enjoying the nice warm weather on Friday morning as well at 4 a.m.
Lisa, tell everybody where you're from so you can appreciate the warm weather.
Well, it's actually pretty warm back home, but I'm from Massachusetts. I'm just off Cape Cod. So
go Pats!
Go Pats!
And so as you can tell from the random sports reference that always makes its way into the show, my boy Jake is with us too.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
So you might notice the sound quality is a little bit different, and that is because when we decided to record, the nerds and us, we decided that we would use a recorder that allows us to catch the open-air ambiance here on Main Street. And so instead of using the regular microphones, we're using this as an open-air directional, catches what's around us. But hopefully, since we're all huddled around the tight little table, you can hear us just fine. And again, if you're watching the live stream, you notice my son making fun of me because I cannot sit still. I'm more of a little kid than he is when I get to Disney.
Right. It's stuff you got. You're like, you're doing this with the table. It's going to make things sound bad, Dad. I got to be the mature one.
He's like your producer, right?
He does all post-production, so he knows.
So he's the guy that's got to clean up all the...
Which is fine, because I can appreciate that level of excitement. So yeah. I'm all with you there, Rod.
Yeah, well, I just can't help it. But you know what? It's not a lonely club. You're the same way you get to Disney, right,
yeah,
Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm the same way. We got here yesterday, but, you know, we spent the night in Lake City on the way down. We got there at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I still couldn't sleep, right? I'm trying to go to sleep, can't go to sleep. And as often as we come, you think you would lose that a little bit, but I still get so excited the day before we get here. I never get a good night's sleep.
Even though you got the road trip the next day.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to live vicariously through you. What's it like since, you know, you said you do come often, but not obviously not like once a month like we do. What's it like being down here on an actual trip, you know, that you aren't just here, you know?
I guess the biggest thing is we still have certain things we want to do and complete every trip. We have some goals. But we do come often enough where I don't get too upset if, you know, if the line's too long for a certain attraction, even though it's one of my favorite, I don't really get too upset about it because I know we'll be back soon enough that, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's not, you know, some people come only once a year, once every 2 years, once in a lifetime. So when you're like that, you really have to get everything in and feel like it's a complete trip. So
that makes sense. In fact, that's actually something I really do miss about coming down here only once or twice a year, is that sometimes I won't hit rides as much as I'd like to, simply because of the fact that, like you said, it's a longer line. And it, some rides are just always going to be a long line, and I don't like biting the bullet on it. So I think in the time I've ridden Mine Train, and just, day trips I've taken up here, I might have only ridden it 3-4 times in 2 years. That's something I do miss about coming down here on yearly trips, is because you have to do it.
Push yourself to do
exactly.
It to make sure you get it done. You guys just, you don't just sometimes just randomly hop on, like, the My Disney Experience app and see if you can just grab a fast pass before you get here?
We'll try, but I'm not very smart with tech unless it comes to post-production or cameras, so
okay.
I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Even my buddies sometimes will go just a quick trip over to...
Actually, the real truth is he doesn't like the plan.
Dad, I'm sorry. Out of the two of us, who did all the planning for last year's trip?
All right, you got me there. I can't say it.
Yeah.
As Jake's growing up and taking the bigger role on that stuff because I fall again into kid status.
It's not like this is our third trip in the last 6 months, and I have 4 kids at home. In the last 3 trips, we haven't taken with our kids at all. So for us, it's the same thing. If I don't get on a ride, I'm actually okay with it. And we spend a lot more time slowing down when it's just us versus when we travel with our kids. And it's go, 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 and they want to ride as many rides as possible because we take our kids every 2 years.
Yeah.
But we come down maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
And what are the ages of your kids?
I've got a 17-year-old, a 11-year-old, a 10-year-old that just turned 10 yesterday, and a 7-year-old. So
they got a wide range, for perfect for almost every ride here.
Right.
In honor, this trip we were here with my kids, and so it's a little different because we're trying to do more of like the family vacation type of trip, as opposed to when me and my wife we were here in October and then again in January for a little kind of extended weekend. So it's been 2 years since my son's come, but 1 year since my daughter's come. So, but we're trying to hit the fast passes and have our days a little more structured to do a little bit more of like that family vacation type of trip.
Well, I want to give you extra props, Jimmy, because you came here to do this podcast and record together, and it's a special day for you.
It is. Me and my wife's 17th anniversary.
And happy anniversary to you guys from all of us. And I know from all of your listeners, too.
Sure.
And so what kind of thing, how did you talk her into doing this trip that combined the podcast on an anniversary? I'm just curious
worked. And on top of that, we have a podcast meetup tonight. If you're watching the live stream and
this
local,
is your actual anniversary day, right?
Yeah, 26. Today is our anniversary. But she understood that, me doing the podcast comes with a little baggage. And, normally I probably wouldn't have planned the meetup on our anniversary day. But, Charlotte leaves tomorrow. Lisa leaves Tuesday. They're really here, for the race weekend. So Sunday night was really, it was the weekend. And, we want to get the best turnout. It kind of was the only day we could really, that it really made sense to do. We just arrived yesterday, so that wouldn't have made sense.
So you have a very understanding, loving wife is what
Yes. Well, I don't know how understanding. She's understanding enough that she knows right now she's shopping. And there's not much I can say about it because I'm recording a podcast.
Yeah, you may yet pay for this
right.
And you just
didn't
know.
I'm going to pay for it. It's just not, I'm going to pay for it monetarily.
Well, Lisa, a couple of reasons we have all been able to meet before is because of these Disney running events. You did the 5K. What did you think about it?
It's my third. So it's my third Run Disney event, my third Princess 5K, and I thought it was amazing. I always highly, highly, highly recommend, even if you're not a runner, because I am by no means a runner, I highly recommend doing at least a Run Disney event for what they do, and the product that they put out is absolutely second to none. I've run the inflatable 5Ks that have traveled around the country, and I've run some local 5Ks back home, but Disney puts together a product unlike anything I've ever experienced, from how they send you off out of your corral to the on-course character meet and greets and experiences, and being able to run, jog, walk backstage for the 5K, you're backstage at Epcot, and to see and walk underneath Test Track and go behind Mexico and go back behind the United Kingdom. And there's just some absolutely outstanding photograph opportunities. Is absolutely outstanding, just an outstanding atmosphere and environment, and it's incredibly encouraging. It's not just something where you're out there running 3.1 miles and somebody might cheer you on. They have cast members lined up cheering you on. You got cowbells, everybody's screaming for you. It's just a great experience.
I've seen a lot of also, and I don't, the only place I run is like to the ice cream stand or maybe or maybe the beer cart, but I've also seen pictures from the
You're
races.
The guy who's, who cheers down by the pub in UK, right?
Yes, yes. I'm at the Rosen Crown with the Carl's Combo in my hand cheering, hey, all right.
You know, and bless you for that, Jimmy. Well, that's beautiful.
They need support.
They need support.
We joke that if we see Jimmy running, we better get running because he's running for a reason.
Have you seen me run? You better start running, too, because there's something coming to get us.
But you still enjoy the running events, even though not being a runner. I think it's important, too.
Yeah, sure. It's a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. And I've also seen pictures of some great signs at Disney Runs. You know, the people cheering on. They make all these wonderful signs.
Now, did you guys see a lot of costumes at the last couple events? Because Jake and I just got here today. We've come and been cheers before. We're runners, so we've come here and run a lot of the events. But when we run, we go in costume. This time we missed it all. Didn't get to cheer, didn't get to run. So how was it as far as costumes for the princess events this weekend?
It was awesome. So they give you a... typically, so 2 years ago, we ran the race 2 years ago in the... 2 years ago...
So we're making faces at our live streamers.
Right. 2 years ago, it was... The theme was Frozen. And we dressed up as the Love Trolls.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and it was great. I had winter hat on with the straw coming out of me.
And this year, y'all were...
And this year, we were Disney nerds.
Disney nerds.
Yeah, we dressed up as Disney nerds. We put paper on our glasses and went out and
drugged. Oh, for real?
Like, for real. Disney nerds with our shirts
on. Did you get pictures of this?
Yeah, I have pictures, absolutely.
All right, if you guys get pictures, we'll post it up on the page so you guys can see it. We'll put it on the website, too.
But I definitely saw some outstanding costumes for that. This year's theme was Beauty and the Beast, in reference to the new live-action movie that's coming out.
So they're promoting a movie coming out?
Yeah, I think it's a hybrid. I've never seen them do that before.
What are they going to do next? Have an attraction exit into a gift shop?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's just so different for Disney. What we were looking at is people dressed up as Chip, people dressed up as Lumiere.
How'd they do that?
White shirt, eyeballs, and literally somebody had like a velvet.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, it was absolutely outstanding. There were a couple of really great costumes, but for the most part, you're looking at, because it's a princess 5K or princess 10K or
a
princess half marathon.
A disturbing amount of men in tutus.
Yes, quite a few men. Quite a few masculinity.
Masculinity issues going on.
Yes, absolutely.
Glittery tutus.
Yeah.
I still think one of my favorite things about running Disney podcast, or not podcast, running a Disney run is hanging out and... Right before, you know, the pre where they have like the shows going, you're all dancing, having a good time. I think it's, like you said, they put out a product unlike any other. I can't really think of a lot of races that do that aside from Disney races.
They don't, and that is the DJs that they have for these events are outstanding. From the minute that you show up to the expo,
oh, yeah.
The DJ at the expo is great, and then they have a DJ the next day, and the MCs that get everybody going right from there.
So,
right from their corrals, it's just outstanding.
So what would you say the percentage of runners at the Disney events that are there, like, that are serious runners, they're there to hit a specific time, as opposed to the people that are there and they just want to run a Disney race and they want part of the Disney experience?
So this weekend is different. I think this is an experience weekend. But if you're here for the marathon...
Like the actual marathon.
The actual
weekend.
Marathon. The Disney marathon is a qualifier. So you can your time in the Disney Marathon in January is a qualifier for the Boston Marathon or for any marathon out there that needs a qualifying time. There are other marathons that you need to run in order to show that you can run at a pace that is consistent with that you're not going to get swept. Whereas this weekend it's a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon. It's a little bit more about.
Yeah, people
getting out there, and enjoying that.
I tested my time right before I left for Virginia. I left for Florida about 3 years ago when me and Dad did our half marathon. I could run it in a little, about 2 hours, but it's a Disney race, so him and I checked our time afterwards, 3 hours, because we were stopping, taking pictures.
Sure.
It's not really, like, it's not really a race where I was talking to Mom about it right before I ran there, so I was like, you know, I'm not super concerned about time.
Well, and that was kind of my question, is, like, how many people come here and really just run for the time exactly. and don't care about stopping at the characters or stopping to see...
And there are people that do that.
My Uncle Aaron did that. He finished in, what, hour 45, because he just wanted to get out of the rain.
Well, and he's got a real runner's build. I mean, Aaron, I joke with him, if he picked his feet up, the breeze would carry him. You know, I mean, he's like, whereas, you know, I'm hauling 210 pounds down the road. So, but he's a true runner, and he just wanted to get a best time. And I get that.
But the other reason I ask that is because comparatively, the Disney runs are really expensive.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So compared to what you can run a local marathon and still get your time. But I guess the fact that it's a qualifier and stuff like that, you know.
But, you know, even like you're saying, because that is true, Jimmy, they're very expensive. But it's kind of that balance between what Lisa said about how there's just nothing else out there like it. It's amazing. We have this great sense of community. And because you got all the experiences that are part of it, you know, Jake and I, we always kind of hit it like we'll do our hard runs when we're just doing, like, you know, the local Tampa Gasparilla run or something like that. But when we come to Disney, we hit the stops, we hit the characters,
stop
we do
by the
photo
Rose
ops.
Crown, get a beer.
Stop by the Rose and Crown, get a beer. I love it because at normal marathons, they're holding out cups of, you know, Gatorade. There, they're holding cups of Bass Ale.
Right. I love it.
Well, it's like, enjoy it. I can go set a personal record for free just running. Why not? Why pay, like, what, 100, 200?
$180 to try and set a PR, it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's right.
And I enjoy the whole bit with doing the costume. Jake was dressed as Gaston last time.
Nice.
1 year I did Red Suit Mr. Incredible. The next year I did Blue Suit Mr. Incredible. If you sense a slightly overweight middle-aged superhero theme.
Who thinks he's living in his prime.
Right.
You know, there's that whole
midlife crisis. Right.
What I think I look like in my Mr. Incredible suit versus what I actually look like. Yeah, big wide gulf. But again, it's all about the fun.
I'm with you.
It is. And look, at, like I said, some people actually do it for time. We're in corral. There are corrals A through F. We're in corral E. By the time we start off the race, there were people lined up right along the street with their medals already on their around their necks. They're cheering us on all the way up the road. And I'm thinking, well, these guys are already done.
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
And it's kind of cool, too, because I think what Disney has done, too, is they've introduced running to a whole group of people that really wouldn't have took that step. Versus last year, my mother had a heart attack. And it was a mild heart attack, but it was still a heart attack. And she could have died. And so, you know, she said, you know, I want to make some changes. Now, my mother, whenever the family would run races, and it didn't matter if it was like this January, was brutal weather for the Disney Marathon. And sometimes it's nice. Other times it'll be hail, freezing rain.
There was the time we ran where it was literally pouring down rain.
That was the Tennessee half.
No, no,
Nashville.
I'm talking about.
Oh, you
about
mean
ours.
Here for the wine and dine?
Yeah, when I did it.
But she'd never entered a running event, not like that. But what she did, she said, "You know what? I'm going to set a goal. I'm going to run. I'm going to run a Disney running event. If I'm going to run, that's where I'm going to do it." And so she actually really got into biking and training and eating right to get ready for this Disney 5K. And she did her first Disney 5K back at the Wine and Dine with my sister, who's a professional trainer.
That's awesome.
So, you know, this just, it brings in a whole group of people who maybe wouldn't have even tried it before.
That's great. That's a great point. That's fantastic.
So how many running events have you done since then, would you say?
We've done 3 Disney events, 2 inflatables, and I think 1 other random one.
And what were your Disney events?
All princess.
They were all princess.
All princess. We are signing ourselves up for the Wine and Dine in November, though.
Oh, good for you. The half or the 5K?
5K for right now.
No, 5K is great. I'm not diminishing. I'm just curious how you're branching out.
Right. And I really want to do the 10K, but I'm not there yet. Maybe next year for the princess, we might branch out and do the 10K instead of the 5K.
And that's exactly what I mean. So you wind up enjoying the Disney runs, wanting to do it, and so you keep kind of reaching out a little more and a little more. You're already planning to double what you're running now. It's
right.
Great.
And there's some people that come and do more than one, which is
all of them.
Yeah,
there are people that do all of them.
She did the half and then the 5K.
So, it's my sister that's the professional trainer. She does the 5K, then the 10K, then the half. She the only one she has one. She couldn't get in for the full, but she did all
of
them up
to. You couldn't pay me to do a full. It's two. I'd die. I stopped running after a while. After I did the marathon, I started weight training a bit more, so I packed on weight. I went for a run the other day. I was like, oh my God, how can I do this for 10 miles? It's terrible.
Because there's a mythical runner's high, and every runner will tell you that there is this runner's, and I call it, I call it mythical. It.
Yeah,
because I haven't, experienced it yet. But there is, people tell me that there is a mythical runner's
supposedly
high.
Supposedly, there are people that enjoy this crap. Yeah, right?
Yes. I think the runner's high is the price we pay to do this and punish ourselves. Because I'm with you. This runner's high, all I feel is pain and all my. But the Disney stuff offsets it. But sometimes when you're about mile eight and you're thinking, I paid to do this. This hurts.
Lindsay made us run the entire last mile of it, which was terrible.
Yes, that's my cousin who's also 22 years younger than me. So it's easy. Yeah, sure, we'll run the last mile. I've only run the last 12. Yeah, why not? I'll be heart attacks on the agenda for today. It's good.
Quick shout out to Nana. Of course, she always, and no matter what the conditions were, she'd always be standing there waiting for us to finish. It's pretty great having someone like that to support you.
Yeah, you've heard neither rain nor wind nor slow nor.
Also, it doesn't matter what time. It does not matter what time. It'll oftentimes the wine down will finish at midnight. She's there every time.
I'm going to go back to the Rose and Crown. If they could have it in there, I would be there cheering you guys on.
you would run 13 miles around the Rose and Crown. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm sure I've done it. I don't know about running, but I've walked around it a lot.
If you were a total of it, it'd probably be 15 miles. No, as a matter of fact, after the last one, that's where we decided to meet. Where were you going to meet? Rose and Crown? Yeah, everybody tries it. Yeah. That's where everybody wants to meet.
Meanwhile, Jake's just like, I'll have a fish and chips, mister. Golly gee, thanks, guys.
Hey, you'll be 21 one day. Don't rush it. It's all right.
All my friends are 21. They're out having drinks. I'm like, I'll have an apple juice, sir. Thank you.
Well, talk about running and racing and drinks and stuff. Food and the drinks are always a big part of the trip and hanging out with friends and doing.
Absolutely.
So where have you, and I'm putting you totally on the spot, but have you picked a spot you're going to take your wife for dinner or drinks or someplace to say, happy anniversary, baby, and you're welcome for me giving myself to you for 17 years?
We have a...
sarcasm, baby.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit.
Just a tad. We have a couple sit-down meals. But we also have... my cousin, her husband, and their three kids here. And his birthday's actually Thursday, I think. And we got a couple meals, sit-down meals, planned with them. And typically, we don't do a lot of sit-down meals when we come because that type of stuff's just not that important to us. We kind of grab and go. We love food and wine.
Us too.
All the
We're
stuff.
The same
just,
way.
You know what? Yeah. We like the quick service stuff and the snacks and that type of stuff. We can snack our way through any park.
I relate to that because that's kind of how we do it. We never slow down. We just go, go, go. And I'd rather grab something and keep going. We'll do the occasional sit down.
That's us too.
But mostly it's like, and the thing is, there's really good food at the counter services here.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, there's outstanding
food. Much better
food
than it was. It's improved greatly over the past 10 years.
Their fries, I feel like, should not be as good as they are for a theme park food.
They're fantastic.
And this year, if you're a pass holder, they're given 20% off on food.
A lot of places.
Yeah. Well, I've discovered this little thing has become like my new monkey on my back. Over at the Poly, you go down to the Captain Cook's, which is their counter service.
Right.
And it's kind of neat. It's a throwback name. Back when they first opened, there was Captain Cook's Hideaway. It was a little lounge where they had lobby, if you guys remember.
Yes.
So, and now that's they renamed the counter service food there. But they've got these Asian noodles, Asian ginger noodles, and you can get it vegetarian or with beef or chicken or shrimp. And it's $11, and then you get 20% off of that, and it's one of the best things I've eaten on property, and just one order fills me up. And you're talking $8-$9 at Disney to get a phenomenal meal that fills you up, and you can just keep right on going.
The nachos at Pecos Bills, which has the Fixins bar, so you can just get like an $11 nacho and go to the Fixins bar and just like load up. Like you probably eat two people could probably eat it because you can throw just about everything you want on top of the nachos. I mean, it's amazing. The 20% off thing's really good. I mean, I just went in the candy store and got me and Lisa a drink and I got some jelly beans. And it was like $12 and I gave her my pass and it was like $10. I'm like $2 right there. Man, that adds up a lot over a week trip, and you do that 2-3 times a year.
Oh, where's your wife? I'm going to text her and tell her she gets that at the Pandora store, too.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to send her a Pandora for you.
No, she's hunting down a Dooney and Burke right now is what she's
doing.
That's
what Summer's... Every time she... even though I bought her graduation gift, she's always just like, Jake, buy me this as a graduation gift. I'm like, sorry, you've been graduating from high school 2 years. I don't think that I need one.
Yeah, you're done.
For those that don't know, on the Nerds Podcast, Summer is my daughter and Jake's older sister. And boy, does she milk her soft spot on her little brother. Yeah. She uses her little brother to the full on that, because he plays tough, but he's a tender heart.
Nah.
Just when it comes to her.
Just when it comes to her.
That's your sister, yeah. My son would not agree with you. He gives us a big boy. They've actually gotten along pretty well this trip, but, well, they get into it.
Oh, what's their ages?
Caitlin's 17 and Wyatt's 15.
Okay. Don't think me and Summer don't get into it. That's gotcha.
But every now and then you have a soft spot for her.
Well, every once in a while you have that moment as a father, and I know everybody listening can say this, but every once in a while you have that horrifying moment when you realize, this is my circus, those are my monkeys. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Look, I've got a picture, like a family picture in my office at work, and I'll have customers come in and they're like, man, that's a great looking family. I said, you know, I wish they acted as nice as they look in that picture right there.
Every family has this. Right? I mean, we have a great time together, but there are times I look at them, I listen. Sometimes... I try to look like the stern dad, but inside I'm laughing hysterically because it's funny to watch.
And then there's times you're like, where did I go wrong? What did I do to deserve this? You know, I know what I did, because my mom told me, one day you'll have your own kids.
The curse.
You're going to act like you did, and sure enough.
See, I'm at that point in my life right now. Dad, why can't I stay out till midnight? You'll know when you have your own kids.
Yeah.
So
you will
hopefully
know.
You will. You'll absolutely know.
Yeah, well, Jake knows one of my father mottos is, you know what, hate me now, thank me when you're 30. That's just the way
for
it goes.
Not let me stay out till midnight.
That's right.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
When you're 30, you'll get it.
I'm going to throw it out there that this is the problem with doing a live show is I'm sitting here trying to concentrate on talking and making sure everything goes along smoothly, but I keep picking up this smell of something fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I think it's
the cotton candy.
I was going to say, I think it smells like cotton candy.
I think it's cotton candy.
It's just hit me, and I'm just like,
we won't be mad at you if you walk off and get some cotton candy.
Bye, guys.
Wow, that's nice.
I'll be back.
I smell plastic burning, but you know what that is? That's Jimmy's wife's credit card.
Yes, because she's lighting it up. Her magic band's on fire.
She's saying, "This is my anniversary. Jimmy would want me to have this."
There's probably a cotton candy jelly bean in here. It might hold you over until you can get the real thing.
So you know what? Just taking one other turn here. We're talking about podcasting now. Lisa, you just joined the Nerds not too long ago.
Yes.
You guys, you have with our show, it's just Jake and I. We have a lot of guests and we have friends that come on, but you guys have a pretty good number of hosts, and sometimes they rotate and change. How is it you guys kind of establish that, and how do you wind up having somebody like Lisa becomes part of the show?
So the first part of that, I think, is that having everybody spread out, I think, is a blessing and a curse. The blessing is you got a lot of people. We got a lot of people with different viewpoints, different accents. I'm from New Orleans, so I got that Cajun thing going. You know, Sam's from Pittsburgh, so he's got a really distinct accent. Ed's, you know, Philadelphia, but grew up in New Jersey, so he's got a different accent. Charlotte's in Atlanta, so she's got that twang. And Jennifer in Southern Ohio almost is like has no accent at all.
Right.
So now we have Lisa with the Massachusetts accent. But the curse of it is that we record via Skype. And that has to be scheduled, and everybody's got to be available. So that's how we ended up. At first it was me and Ed, and there was two other people who are no longer with the podcast, just for various reasons. So then we found Sam, because he has a YouTube channel called Sam's Disney Diary. I was watching his YouTube video. We invited him on as a guest, and then he kind of just became permanent. Jennifer had a blog and a podcast of her own, and I'd be darned if I remember the original one. The one she has now is called The Delightful Life.
I remember that. I remember her talking about that on the show.
She had one before. She had something before that, though, and I just was thinking about it the other day. But anyway, so then she kind of became part of it, and then Charlotte has been an admin of our Disney Nerds group for a long time, and we had her on as a guest a while ago because she's kind of an expert at Fort Wilderness and being out there, like RVing it and stuff like that. She does that a lot, and none of us had ever done it, so she came on as a guest. So what's great about it is a lot of times the curse is that
prick up when you said Fort Wilderness,
right? Yeah, just I know you guys love that. So the curse of it is, though, it's hard, because we have to do it on Skype, it's hard to get everybody scheduled and available all the time, where you guys can just, at any given point during the week, hey, let's go record. For us, it's like a whole thing to get everybody coordinated to do it. So we started adding more people because it makes it a little bit easier, because we'll throw out a, we have a group chat, and we'll throw out a topic and a date, and then the first four people that want to join, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing. And look, sometimes it still doesn't work out. Sometimes we still can't get people on, and we'll do a Sounds of the Park show or something like that.
And see, me and Dad, meanwhile, are over here like 12 o'clock at night. We better bang out a show real quick. We got to get one out.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the cool thing about living here as locals, being able to do that. We get to do those things and come out and do a show on site. We might meet Jim Corcus and hang out down at Fort Wilderness and record at the dock, or we might meet a local friend here, his friend that's like the most incredible Star Wars expert you'd ever know, and just meeting on the fly and come and hit the studios and look at some of the Star Wars in the park. So we do, but even though you guys are all over the country, whatever you're doing works, because you guys have an enormous and extremely loyal following. They love you guys.
We have a pretty good following, and you know, talking about how Lisa joined and all that, Lisa was, you know, she was one of our followers.
I found them.
Yeah, she found us. She was a listener of the podcast, and she had come to a couple meets. We got to be friends, and then so that's how it kind of all started. Then she got invited on a show, and then now we can't get rid of her.
Nice.
She was a little reluctant. I think she's still a little reluctant sometimes to speak up on the podcast. You know, she kind of sits in the corner and
still very new to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is a joke in our house. You might have noticed I am not shy to run my mouth at all. And so sometimes when Jake and I first started working together, he's like, "Dad, you talk too fast. You got to slow down and let me speak sometime." So,
well, because it used to be like, you'd talk for about 5 minutes, then you'd leave one spot open for me to talk, and then I'd insert something, then another 5 minutes would go by.
Well, I think that's another little bit of a curse recording the way we do via Skype, is that we don't run video because we're worried about losing audio quality by having your bandwidth taken up by video. So there's no body language, right? So we tend to talk over each other a lot more than you do in a situation like this, where you can see, and I can say, you can see I'm about to say something, or I can see, and there's body language that goes along with that.
And that's where Ed comes in.
And cleans it up. He's the one who edits our shows and really cleans up all the...
Respect, all the Dad. I know how it is. That's actually when Dad and I would listen to your podcast, I was like, you know, I really like that because it sounds more natural. It sounds more natural when you guys kind of talk over each other, because, you know, you always wind up, one person lined up coming out on top and finishing their sentence.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another thing that I'm a fan of. And I've, you know, some of us like to prepare for the podcast more than others. I don't like to prepare at all. I like the conversation and just kind of going where they're coming. And that's the other part that Ed kind of does for us, is that because me and Sam, we can start off on one thing and in 10 minutes be like somewhere else, just having this crazy conversation. And Ed's kind of the guy that says, all right, let's get back on topic. You know, we've gone really far off. So, but that happens, you know. So that's what we try and do, is just have good conversations. Mm-hmm. Like we're, you know, just, we want a general topic, but let's not drill down so much where it's like a script, like we're reading a script. Let's just have a good conversation.
I agree. And when it's more like yourself, you're more authentic. And I think that's what winds up making so that your listeners do really know you.
That's
and
true.
And they feel like they get to know you, and you get to know them. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at our live comments coming through on the stream. We actually have a couple of listeners that are walking around in the park, and they've now seen we're streaming.
That's awesome.
So I told them where we are, so we might wind up having some people coming down
That'd be great.
We
might introduce some listeners.
Shout out to the friends.
Love it.
We had something funny happen with one of our listeners, and it was awesome. Jake and I were over in the Star Wars exhibit, and we wound up just kind of calling out. I call across the store, I'm, "Hey, Jake," and I can't remember what it was.
You want me to pose with a stormtrooper?
Throw
it out there.
And somebody in there heard the voice, heard me say his name, recognized us, and turned around and asked if we were Rod and Jake.
That's
so
awesome.
And they were, so we wound up talking and hanging, get a picture and all that. So, but this has happened a couple of times, and it makes it so much fun doing this. Because you find out there's so many people who really like and enjoy the whole Disney experience as much as you do.
It's a community.
Yeah, very strong.
It's a community.
It is. It's a very, very, like, accepting and open community. and the fact that, like, you meet people and there's, you know, usually when you meet someone for the first time, there's a little bit of that awkwardness and stuff. But I find when you meet other, like, Disney friends, and you get past that because you automatically have that common ground. So you can always just get together and talk about Disney. So we had that happen to us a couple of years ago. I'll give Chris D'Amato a shout out. She was the first. She was like our first fan photo. It was October 2014. Me, Sam, and Ed were over by Sleepy Hollow, the little store where they serve like the waffle. And she walked up to us. Hey, aren't you guys from the Disney Nerds? And we got to take a picture. And since then, she's moved here and she's a cast member now. So.
It's always cool to have that
happen. It's fantastic that, you know, look, we love to do it and it's a lot of fun, but it's fantastic when you get people that listen to the show come up and talk to you, and just it just gives you a little justification that what you do and other people enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's I had that experience on Friday morning. We were sitting there in our corral waiting to run our 5K, and a woman by the name of Denise, hi Denise, came up to us and tapped us on the shoulder and said, I listen to the Disney Nerds podcast all the time. I love your show. That's great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And even, you know, I talk about community. Even within the community of us that do this, because we're like nerds and geeks on a whole new level. Except then, since we find each other, it's actually cool.
You just surround yourself with other nerds. You surround yourself with other Disney nerds and geeks.
And for instance, today, just today, Scott Parker had a meet at 1 o'clock over at Disney Springs. You guys, we meet you to do a show here. Then at 4 o'clock, no, that's here. Then at 6 o'clock, you know, Lou Mangello's got to meet across town. And then you guys have one at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Polynesian at Tambu.
At Tambu, yep.
And so what happened, I've noticed now, especially getting here as often as we do living here, you start to see some of the same ones in the park, and so you start to kind of start to make Disney friends that you see on a fairly regular basis.
Absolutely.
And you come a lot of times during the year too, so I'm sure you've seen the same thing.
Absolutely. In the past 2 years, you know, just 2 or 3 years, I've probably made 8 or 9 trips, and every trip, just about every trip, somebody that I know or a friend would be here. The last 3, you've been here. Lisa's been here from Massachusetts, and we come from New Orleans. So it's like, we try and plan those things together. We're coming back in October to do some more meetups and for Food and Wine. We'll have a whole group of us here. So it's just a lot of fun.
Well, when we had our meetup this last Food and Wine, that was wonderful. I met with you guys.
Before, not the last one, the one before that.
Which one was the one where we had the Imagineer join us?
That was.
And we went on a walk around Epcot.
That was 2015.
You're kidding me.
No, this past year we
were here.
That was
a scavenger hunt at Epcot.
We had Hurricane Matthew.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was 2 years ago. That's hard to believe.
2 years ago, I know.
Time flies.
Yeah, the Imagineer, his name's Lon Smart. Actually, we saw him this past year for Food and Wine. No. And for the Arts Fest, the Festival of the Arts, in the Odyssey Center, they had like some demonstrations, and he did a whole demonstration on animation there, and it was really cool, and I went and talked to him. He's a great guy. He actually designed the Wishing Well by Germany, designed Snow White's Wishing Well.
Oh, dang, that's pretty cool.
And we all got to take a picture with him. He's in the back of the picture, and we got to take a picture with him by the Wishing Well, with Snow White.
You know, the guy that got to design it, which was really, really awesome. And Scott was trying to explain this to Snow White in language that would not break character. And so, and that was kind of fun to watch her interacting with Scott, because she knew what he was explaining to her. But of course, she's going to stay in character because she really is Snow White. I don't even know why I'm saying in character. Strike that, reverse it. But she, but it was just fun to see it and to look at things from an Imagineer's point of view. But you get to do these kind of things When you get these groups together as podcasts and have listeners get together, it makes a Disney experience 10 times more fun. Yeah.
You get to see things through a different set of eyes.
Mm-hmm. You definitely do. We've been really lucky to do some really, really great interviews on our show. I mean, from heaven, we've had Yeehaw Bob on, who's fantastic. We had Jerry Reese on. I don't know if you know Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese, he directed Walter Cronkite and Robin Williams in Return to Neverland.
What? That's who you had on your show?
He directed.
No way.
He directed Aerosmith for the pre-show. He was the director of The Brave Little Toaster. He's got more like theme park directed like more theme park attractions than anybody ever.
That's awesome.
He directed Steve Martin in the 50th anniversary thing for Disneyland. He's like amazing. And we had him on the show. We've had Jeffrey Sherman on the show, who is the son of Bob Sherman of the Sherman Brothers.
Yeah, I know exactly who that is. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And like he is the guy that is the reason behind the song A Spoonful of Sugar. That song is about him getting an immunization at school. Instead of getting the shot, they put it on a sugar cube.
And you know, it's interesting you bring that up, Jimmy, because they actually put that in the movie Saving Mr. Banks.
He did.
Right.
And he told us that in an interview. I'm mentioned in the movie. I'm like, because one of the guys playing the Sherman Brothers said Jeffrey came home and he was talking about Jeffrey Sherman, who was on our show. So that's banana. I know it's crazy that these people are so generous with their time and they like to. I mean, he told us stories about meeting Walt and knowing Walt and seeing the sets from Mary Poppins and.
You mean Julie Andrews?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially back then, that would have been cool. Cause,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
That's my inner 16-year-old. Not even inner. I'm 16 on the outside.
You're really just like just you're really just developmentally a 16-year-old. You've been here more years than that, but you stopped.
No,
there.
I'm just 16.
He is just 16. So sometimes the 16-year-old pops out. Yeah, no, he's big for his age.
Everybody
thinks it.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
He just turned 16 3 months ago. We get this everywhere we go, so don't feel lonely.
I thought you were older than that.
No, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be a long time before you can get a beer. I thought that was right around the corner for you.
Oh, he's 5 years apple juice ahead for me.
Yeah, you got a lot of apple juice left to drink.
Yeah, a couple gallons.
Well, Jimmy and Lisa, we've been talking 40 minutes. I'm loving you, but I don't want to hold you up on your anniversary any longer than what we should.
That's I'm fine, so whatever's good with you guys.
I am good I could sit here and talk for 3 hours with you guys. In fact, we have spent 3 hours together talking on other occasions. But I do want you to be able to spend some anniversary time with your family.
I appreciate that.
Is there anything else you want to say?
No, just thank you. Thank you for inviting us to do this. This has been a lot of fun. We've enjoyed it. And, you know, thank you for your friendship. And we enjoy getting together with you guys. And we'll be happy to see you tonight.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a blast. I'm going to try to make it back in time tonight. My parents are with me. Matter of fact, they just hit the bench over there. So it depends on what time I head back with them or how crazy they're feeling. My dad, mom, they sometimes will run longer than I will.
Well,
so.
If y'all come tonight, there's a king cake in it for you. So
I'm in.
And I know we're going to be together at Wine and Dine and some of the other stuff coming up. And it's definitely been a two-way street. I have loved being friends with the Nerds podcast for several years now.
It's been quite a while, yeah.
And for all my listeners who hear this on my show, that's the Disney Nerds podcast. Jimmy, you want to tell them where they can all find you?
I mean, you can find us everywhere. We have a webpage, just thedisneynerds.com or thedisneynerdspodcast.com to take you to the same place. We have a Facebook page called the Disney Nerds Podcast. We have a Facebook group called Disney Nerds in all caps. It's great, which is a great place just to discuss anything Disney. We're on Twitter at the Disney Nerds and Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Yeah, and you guys always have so much fun when you're on your show and it shows.
Yeah, we got a lot of different personalities and we like that part of
it. It's a fun piece to put together.
Well, I had a blast when I came on your show with you. Just the way you guys bandy back and forth it was a ball to be a part of.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because we record maybe an hour. And we typically get on Skype and we talk for probably an hour before we actually start recording.
It is. It's like a two-hour. It's a two-hour event.
Sometimes it's like, whoa, let's save this for the show, right?
And aren't there times where I'm saying, don't you wish you'd go ahead and hit record beforehand?
Yeah, just
catch
it all. Yeah.
It'd probably have to be
heavily edited because some of us have, I got a potty mouth a lot of times. But and we try and keep our podcast PG. I know some of them out there aren't, but we try and keep ours PG. So, but yeah, it's pretty funny. I think Ed's secretly records all the conversations for blackmail later.
Well, I think he's got a whole hard drive full.
I've gotten an email every now and then of just like outtakes of just me saying he did like a 3 minute he just cut them and posted them, pieced them all together.
Dude, I'm the same way. Like, I can't tell you how many times I'll be in post taking care of the show. I gotta like. Even just sometimes, there's so much editing because sometimes the space between words is just too long. It doesn't sound natural, so you gotta like cut it and put it close together.
And you know, you want to take some of the ums and ahs and the things we say while we're trying to put together a thought, but you don't want to take all of them out because you still want it to be somewhat conversational. Yeah. So it's an interesting process.
Yeah, it's kind of a dichotomy. You kind of got to find the balance, what to take out, what to leave in.
Right.
But the way our producers suffer for our listeners, so here's my virtual hat tipped off to you, son.
I will buy you a root beer. I feel like you deserve it, man.
Make it an apple juice. All right. Rocks, no, man.
Well, guys, thanks. I'm going to make sure, if it's possible, if we can do it, we'll do this again when it comes to Wine and Dine. And we'll do another show. Maybe the next one we record in Epcot or Hollywood Studios. Or
I love it.
That'd be
whenever
great.
You're back down here for the next one.
We'll be back down here definitely in
the end of October,
beginning of November for sure. And you never know. We're past all. Like the trip we came in January, it was like very, like, hey.
Let's wing it.
It's my birthday week. You want to go for an extended weekend? And because we're Passover, it's just like, you know, you pay a couple hundred bucks for, you know, we stay at a value resort. It doesn't cost a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that Passover entrance great, guys? That's
yeah, it really is. It's fantastic.
So long.
And if you don't mind, we'll let your listeners know, too, that if they want to catch up with Jake and I, they can find us at WW Mousinger, wherever, Google Play and iTunes, any place else. So, and Twitter at Rod Wheaton. And Jake's got his video vlog over on
YouTube.
Just a
vlog, Dad. Just a vlog.
Okay. Old man speak, okay? Video vlog.
Video vlog.
I laugh. You can laugh at me the way I laugh at the way my parents sometimes say things. It's just circle of life, son. It happens. You'll get there.
Nope.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much, and we'll do this again.
Thank you.
Guaharini.
Wow, it sounded like they had a really, really good time. Thanks again. Go out to Rod and his son, Jake. Jake, we got to get in touch, man. We got to start one of those podcast editor unions. I think it's time. And thanks for Jimmy and Lisa also for taking time out of their trip to kind of just discuss what's going on. If you want to get in touch with the show, give us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. So for Ed and the rest of the Disney Nerds, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.